From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Here in Washington, a bitter fight over the district's schools may be coming to an end. After more than 2 years of wrangling, D.C. School Chancellor Michelle Rhee and the Teachers Union have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports the deal could become a model for school reform around the country.
At a hastily arranged news conference on a D.C. public school campus, schools chancellor Michelle Rhee and Washington Teachers Union president George Parker declared victory.
Needless to say that this has been a very long journey. We have a contract that I believe, number one, gives our teachers the kind of supports and resources that our children need to graduate knowing how to read, knowing how to navigate life.
After a protracted 3-year dispute that got so nasty few thought it would ever be resolved, Rhee and union officials made key concessions that once seemed unattainable. But it was worth it, said Rhee.
We've had one goal since June 12, 2007, and that is to build a school system that ensures that every single child in this city, regardless of where they live, has the opportunity to attain an excellent education through our public school system.
Both sides gave up something and got something in return. Rhee gets to remove ineffective teachers, but teachers get to keep tenure. Teachers get a 21.6% pay increase over 5 years, and Rhee gets a pay-for-performance plan. Rhee says it will be part of a new pay structure based not on credentials or the number of years a person has been teaching, but on whether or not students are making progress.
For the amazing teachers in this district, the teachers who come into work every day and do heroic things for children, their work will be recognized and rewarded in a wholly different way.
When Rhee took over in 2007, she set out to entice teachers to give up tenure in exchange for more pay, lots more pay. But the union bitterly opposed the idea. Now what the two sides have agreed to is a voluntary pay-for-performance plan in which teachers could earn up to $20,000 extra for raising students' performance and test scores. The money for that plan, $64.5 million, would come from an unprecedented arrangement with four foundations, all involved in the city's efforts to turn around struggling schools.
It's a big deal nationally.
Andy Rotherham has written about teacher contracts and is co-founder of Bellwether Education, an advocacy group for low-income school children.
A lot of people really wanted to see Michelle Rhee beaten back and beaten into the ground because she was a symbol of sort of a new direction for reform, and that hasn't happened.
Rotherham says if the contract is ratified by the union's rank and file and approved by the city council, it will have an impact on collective bargaining rights and negotiations across the country, especially in places where political pressure has been building to tie students' performance to teacher performance and pay. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.